Show us the money. Higher bid. On the street.
On the air.
And now we speak about young South Africans, what they want business to do. They're saying to business, we want to do you to do more to support sustainable development goals. To speak about this, Christy Viljoen is from PwC South Africa, senior economist there. A very good evening to you, Christy. Thank you so much for speaking to us. So the youth are calling for increased action from private businesses to support the achievements of the SDGs. Is this all SDGs, or are there any in particular that they're focusing on?
Look, the primary question we asked, and this is part of a global survey that PwC did, we asked young people, what do you think about SDGs? Do you think different parts of society are doing what they should? And the big feedback was on the SDGs in general. They believe that there's lots to be done by private business, for example. Young people think that community organizations and NGOs, they're doing their part, and we can understand that. They see them, you know, on the ground doing this. But a big response, both in the global results and the South African results, is that South African young people believe that there's room for private business to do more to support the sustainable development goals.
And is there anything that in particular that informs that? And I'm just asking out of curiosity, because the SDGs are rather more expansive than we saw with the MDGs, and it tackles quite a number of issues. The concern is that, driven by the fact that it has been said repeatedly, it looks like we're not going to meet most of those SDG targets.
No, that's true. We are not performing great. We've had some successes. We are on our way to reaching about a third of those goals. Yes, some countries are doing better, but there's also other countries doing worse. We're far from the bottom. I think what young people are saying is, we are seeing these big social challenges every day where we live. If we think of the most prominent factors, which the survey showed us, people are concerned, young people are concerned firstly with clean water and sanitation, then education, then good health, then hunger. These are the situations that many of our young people live in. Many of them are unemployed. So it's reflective of not a very high level concept of what the world should look like. It's not reflective of these numbers are too complex. It actually shows us that young people are saying, we are living where there are challenges with water, education, health, etc. And that's the feedback they're giving. It is the type of information that we understand as South Africa, because that's where our challenges are, many of these social services.
And they see CSOs, NGOs doing more towards fixing these problems or supporting the SDGs than government. Is that the case?
Yes. So I think what's happening is that many of these young people see and have on the ground experience when it comes to community organizations or non-government, water, sanitation, food, for example. And it might be that other elements of society, as we often call them, the social partners, are a bit more distant, public entities, private entities. So it's not surprising that we're thinking and seeing that the NGOs are closer to this. It doesn't mean private business is not doing something. Part of our results is also the question about communication, where young people are saying, if you are having positive results, tell us, and tell us in a way that we understand. In other words, not necessarily newspaper and websites. Give it to us on social media, for example, because that's what we consume. So there's a gap, I think, in experience, but also a gap in communication between private business, big companies, for example, and the young people that are feeling the need for more to be done on these SDGs.
So I want to just focus on some of them. As you say, we're not doing too badly as a country, but we're not doing too great. I think 115th out of 167 countries is certainly not something to celebrate, but we have to acknowledge the gains, and we'll talk about what we're doing well. So just in terms of the SDG goals, for instance, if we talk about SDG 4, that of quality education, you mentioned 6, clean water and sanitation. There's the issue of gender equity, but affordable and clean energy. Government keeps talking about that energy mix and how it's going to create jobs for young people, that it'll create space for young entrepreneurs. Does your survey indicate how we're doing on some of these promises that we keep making?
Well, we know from just many different sources of data on the energy situation. Let's focus on that for a moment. Electricity, clean energy, the energy transition. It is now climate week and all the big climate decision makers are in New York talking about this. We as a country have this dilemma where we want to get more clean renewable energy online as a way of having a sustainable economy. But at the same time, we've got such a large workforce that are dependent on, let's call it historical sources like coal. So yes, we've got young people hearing this talk about there's new opportunities and I can get skilled in something to do with renewable energy, but it's moving very slowly because as you move in one direction, we're moving away from another. And we can gain jobs on the one hand, but if we lose jobs on the other hand, there's the benefit is limited. So we know we've got challenges as a country in this energy transition. And I think many young people are quite frustrated that they are not yet seeing these opportunities, especially in certain rural areas where we're seeing amazing solar opportunities, where we can see more solar panels going up, for example, wind generation. But it's challenges connecting with the grid. And it's part of a bigger story about South Africa's infrastructure backlog and the challenges we have with just getting, I want to say, boots on the ground, getting things fixed, getting things installed so we can connect. So young people are certainly saying, listen, we know we've got these opportunities, and we're seeing in the rest of the world people getting opportunities for jobs in renewable energy. South Africa is a bit slow off the mark. We mustn't discount, again, the work being done by both the public and the private sector to move this, but it is a very, very large challenge. If it wasn't that big, it would have been easy. We would have solved it a long time ago, but it is a big thing. You know, that, like they say, moving a ship, you start moving it, it takes a long time to move. And we understand young people can get impatient, and that's one of the things that we need to think about a bit harder. How do we get more of these unemployed young people involved in our energy solutions? Because we need to be sure that 5 years, 10 years, 20 years down the line, where we've got this change in our energy mix, for example, that it includes more of the labor force.
But as you say, when referring to SDG Goal 8, that is of decent work. The important thing is that it can't just be temporary projects like we've seen with some of the EWP projects. They're so short-term, some of them, and they don't get paid out. And you spoke about infrastructure as well. SDG 9 is industry, innovation, and infrastructure. A great deal of money from government is spent on infrastructure. There has often been a commitment even by the presidency to say we're going to employ more people, and here are the incentives we offer government. But with the amount of money spent on infrastructure, is there evidence that young people are benefiting?
So you're very correct in terms of saying that many of these jobs are temporary. We must remember the construction projects, when we build a road or a bridge or a school, these move along. When it's finished, they move on. There's no permanent construction happening in a specific town. So there's questions about the sustainability about these types of jobs. Yes, infrastructure supports the economy, it supports business, it supports society, because then the road is there for the next how long it is viable to use that road. Afterwards, maybe it gets upgraded or fixed, but that road is there for the long term. The short-term jobs then move away, and we can understand the importance of infrastructure. We can understand why money is put in there, and we can understand the economic value. But these people, the young people of today, they need jobs that are more permanent than having a 3 or a 6 month temporary job while something is constructed. Of course, if you're unemployed, a 3 or 6 month job is wonderful. Mm. It's a blessing. But we need people with skills to have a permanent job, whether that is working in a call center or working in a factory where metal products are made, whatever it might be. We need to be focused on our economic solutions are not just investment infrastructure. It is actually these value-added jobs that create a decent living, that are sustainable, long-term, that actually lift people out of poverty. So that's a key. We need those kinds of sustainable jobs.
Just as I was really getting into it and enjoying talking to you, Christy, unfortunately, I've had a tap on the shoulder to say we have run out of time, but hopefully we continue the conversation sometime soon, because it is a fascinating one, because also I wanted us to talk about entrepreneurship, what young people can do in this area of sustainability, whether it's cities and communities, but also to talk about responsible consumption and production, how they can be involved. Thank you so much for speaking to us, Christy Viljoen, PwC South Africa Senior Economist. It is 25 minutes to 7.
Show us the money.